Hey fellow ServiceNow devotees, get ready to embark on a journey through the fascinating realm of ServiceNow with none other than the service docs themselves. I'm James Downs.
And I'm Russ Shear. Whether you're new to ServiceNow, pre-Aspen veteran, or just a curious soul, we're here to bring you ServiceNow curiosities, exhilarating interviews, and don't forget the infamous A to Z game.
But mostly, it's about the random ramblings of two middle-aged guys with a funny story to tell, right?
Yeah, true. The ducks are ready, the mics are on, and we can't wait to have you join us. Let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Service Ducks podcast. This time is a little bit different, James.
Yes, it is a bit, isn't it? You know, FOMO has arrived once again, another year,
not casino dollar. That's not even a thing, but let's go with it. But this time we're going to go almost live to Vegas because we've got, we mentioned on our podcast last week, if you listened to it, we mentioned that we were going to be joined by a special guest. Bit of a confession, we're recording this intro after, so we kind of know what's going to happen, right? We know what's going to happen. Maybe we should do this all the time, actually, because it'll be easier to do an intro.
That's true. You know exactly what to drink about.
Yep. It is. But we are joined by Jace, the man, Benson. So Jace, ServiceNow developer, Delta Airlines, I think he is now. If you don't know who Jace Benson is, you've been living under a rock, basically. Yeah. Chances are anything you've ever Googled, you would have landed on one of Jace's things, right? So make sure you go check him out. We're going to put his LinkedIn details in the description. Surprise guest. So Jace, before we start recording, sent me a message saying, I've got a surprise for you. And I was a bit worried. I was like, oh no, what's this mean?
He's not joining.
But he, when we went on camera, we not only got Jace Benson, we've got two for the price of one. We've also got Justin Meadows. So Justin is the Solutions Consulting Director at Crossviews. Both of these guys, I think we've both got a bit of history with these guys. Jace, let's take it right back to the start of our podcasting days, right? Yeah. Jace was the first person
we interviewed.
Well, back in December when this is going back a couple of years ago when ChatGPT first kicked off, Jace, James and I, we recorded a podcast. The technology wasn't there. It didn't save, but we had a bit of a laugh doing it. We looked at Scribe Monster.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the second coming, if you want to call it. So it's been a long time coming. So really excited about this one. And then Justin Meadows, completely out of the blue.
Yeah.
Justin, last February when I went to Florida, I went to Disney World. He did a massive favor. He recorded a video for me to put on my YouTube.
Yes, I remember.
Kind of a channel takeover. And him and I have, you know, exchange messages in the past offering, you know, again, if you don't know Justin, we'll drop his LinkedIn details in. Go and check him out. Lovely guy, posts some really good content, which he does almost on a daily basis. And he also has a podcast himself, which he runs with Alison. So it's the, Utterly Awesome podcast. So if you haven't listened to that, go and check that out as well. We'll drop his YouTube podcast, LinkedIn.
Facebook,
Strava account, Facebook, MySpace. We'll chuck it all in there so you can go and check them out. But absolute legend of a guy. Nice chatting to them both. Anything else you want to say before we roll the tape?
No. Again, thank you to both of these guys coming up for helping us out and being involved with this. Obviously, like I say, check out their socials. Check out Jace's notes as well on the Discord channel. So
Jace's notes, that's the one. And if you've stopped by here before, you know the format. It's completely unscripted. It goes all over the place. Jace tries to bring us back in. We don't listen. We go off on another tangent. But you know the score. Roll the tape. Let me just do a quick intro. Welcome to the Service Ducks podcast, where we're with James, Jace, the man Benson, and Justin Meadows. James, by the way, when you were sorting out your audio visio, I just started recording, so we're just going. But Justin, man, I'm in North Carolina next month.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm in Charlotte.
Okay.
I looked where you are because I can see you on Strava. And I was like, oh, how far are you? Should we meet up? Should we have a beer? And I was like, nah, it's probably a bit too close. Far. Yeah.
Just drive to the mountain, you know, I'll have a beer.
You know, you can meet them on a run. You guys
will have a go up and run.
Yeah, I'll run there. I'll run there. Hey, I did a marathon last weekend. I'm up for it now.
I saw that.
Hey. How was, yeah, so how did you get to go there then?
I went on. What's it?
How... What was that?
What's the question, man?
I said, how did you get to go then, Justin? Was it...
Oh, that job. Crossview's sent a bunch of people and I was included, so...
Yeah, I haven't seen you post on LinkedIn about you going there.
I haven't had time. This has been nuts since I got here. And I just ran into Jason. I was like, man, I got all this equipment we can use. And so, yeah, I haven't had a chance to post yet, but I got tons of footage to post.
Have you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, we'll look forward to that.
Justin, I didn't know he'd be joining us. I'm like, hey, I got this thing at 11. You want to jump on with me?
Yeah, why not? The more the merrier. Grab people. Yeah. How's it been anyway? I've been, my LinkedIn field has been going nuts, absolute nuts. And every year I get absolute FOMO. Every single year I look at it and go, nah. Ignore LinkedIn.
It's a lot rougher for you over there because it's a lot bigger cost to come out. And it's a lot bigger thing to get here and back, right? That's rough.
You're not there under your own steam this time, are you?
Me?
Yeah, your company.
My work, they sent me. So I told them I'd pay my own way, but it all worked out, so I didn't have to. But I was planning to come regardless. I keep looking down. That's where our camera is, or if our video is.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now, I was going to go this year, and... I said last year, because we did this kind of thing last year with a couple of guys from the UK, some developers that went out from the UK. And yeah. I said, yeah, I'm absolutely going this year. And then the wife and I book holidays in January. So we completely book up the year. And I look at it and go, no, I can't go. I'm on holiday next month, the month after, the month after. I was like, I can't do it in May as well.
That was the only really good thing about the tiny events, the one where they have the one at The Hague, Sydney, Australia, Vegas, and New York that one year. It wasn't knowledge. It wasn't the same, but it was better for that reason. Like, more people who couldn't normally go could go.
Yeah, they do those. They did a big one in London in October, the World Forum. I went to those. That was brilliant. It was really good. So what's happening there then? What's the key takeaways? Give us the vibe.
I mean, everything's Gen AI, right? They're Gen AI this. Yeah. Gen AI. I'm over here skeptical. Like, I'm just like an economist. Like, is that really worth it? Right, I'm talking to the account reps, and they're giving me numbers I probably shouldn't share. But it's all I see are dollar signs, right? And that's all it is. But it's all generative AI, man. But I don't know. I've met up with so many different people, and there's so many awesome relationships between different partners and companies like Zentegra and Checklist Pro. And I don't know if you saw Nathan Firth jumped over to Share Logic.
I saw that. Yeah.
And he's like here representing them, and like New Rockets doing their own. Like, it's just so easy. Like, it's.
See, Share Logic, I thought that was quite a big move because Share Logic, I'm sure they're based out of Reading in the UK, which is like 10 miles away from me. And they were, don't quote me on this, but I'm sure it was by another name before.
White
and
Space.
They changed. That's it, White Space. Yeah, they were based in Reading. I'm sure it's James Neal, isn't it? James Neal and those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Fedora was there too. They've had people in the U.S. in the past, but it's a real company, of course. I mean, they're the guys behind Explore.
I know someone than you do, James. That went for a job there a few years back, so I do know them quite well. So apart from the, I watched the keynote yesterday, which was live streamed. I was quite excited. I was on LinkedIn. They live streamed yesterday's and today's. I missed today's because. I had a birthday meal.
nice.
No, it's not mine. It was on Sunday, though, so I'll take that. I listened to it yesterday, and it was, you know, Bill giving his... He's so energetic in the room, and I saw the factory, kind of the bakery demo that went off. I was like, I don't think they've ever done a demo like this before. I was telling you, James, wasn't I? I was like this whole bakery set up with actors on the stage, and it just. But part of me was like, "Am I watching 2023? Is this still Gen AI?"
Did it feel like over polished to you?
Oh, it always is, isn't it?
Yeah, and like they always, in my opinion, they always just pick like the most unavailable or impossible situation. Like what bakery in this world is going to have service? Right? Like, exactly. Wasn't last year coffee shops? Like, I know Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or like listing Starbucks. They're like mom and pop's coffee shop. Like
breweries, I think is the other one I saw.
Don't get me wrong. I get it. They're showing value. Proof of concept.
Are you seeing that shift in direction then, Jace, in terms of like, you know, ITSM is out the window. It's now talking about manufacturing, retail, and other use cases for Gen AI for other things. Obviously, you got the SPM. That was another theme, wasn't it?
Their example should be bigger business then.
Yeah.
Right? Because like they're not a small, medium business software. They tried that. It failed. It was Express.
Yeah. ServiceNow coming to Krispy Kreme donuts.
That would be a more example.
Yeah. But the LinkedIn video I was watching, there was several people that called out the fact, look under your chairs, guys. You know what I mean? Look under the chairs. They knew what was going to happen. The ta-da.
There was people eating the cake box already before it came.
Yeah.
So what are the big key takeaways then?
I actually did not get to see the keynote. It was really crowded and they had an overflow room. I decided to go to the expo center because I'm here with my job. And I was spending that time setting up a virtual reality glasses that were raffling away. So I was the tech guy and didn't get to see the keynote. So
the keynote was awesome. It was very technical. It went into some details. It showed real awesome value, like doing generative AI where you can like pick the tone and like they have this concept of, hold on, I have notes. Of course I have notes.
I wrote a few notes, and I think one of my favorites was global renaissance that you mentioned. I was like, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, but the day two notes you don't have, so
no. What's happened today? I want to know what's happened today. I want to know what swag. I want to know the game that Pranav Bakat's playing. I've seen that. I want to know that's all about.
Me and Carleen kind of messed with him about that. But we'll get to that in a second. Keynote day two notes. So let's look here. So ServiceNow is pushing hard the ServiceNow cloud choice. Do you remember how ServiceNow was like, hey, you can have us on Amazon or you can have us on Azure.
Oh, yes.
Pushing that more. Like my rep was talking about it and people on stage are talking about it. Like it's a whole thing. Like they're trying to get people to do more of that stuff.
Interesting.
They're talking about the next releases, right? You got March was Washington, September is Xanadu, and Yoko something is in
Yokohama,
March.
Yokohama.
I've heard some things. I don't know if I can share them. Supposed to some code diffing coming up with the flow designers.
Oh, nice.
So it'd be easier to like code review that kind of stuff. Because right now the code review designers is a big pain in the neck.
Yeah, I think I'd heard that actually somewhere.
Pat Casey went on stage and he was talking about the platform, scaling it with performance and security and stuff. And they built a new type of database where they're pushing people's data called RaptorDB, which is going to give at least a 30% performance increase on a whole bunch of different metrics for all customers come Washington, which is huge, if true, right? There's new types of access controls coming out that are deny-based access controls instead of allow-based access controls and query-based access controls. I don't know how that's going to work against query business rules.
Yeah, I find that
stuff, but that stuff is super exciting because that means you can better control what data, who can see what.
Interesting.
What else did I write down? Oh, you know how like everybody's doing this Gen AI stuff? Well, now they're allowing inputs of picture type to build things.
Oh, I was going to ask about this. Yeah, so, I saw this.
Yeah, on the demo, they are on the stage. They had somebody walk a whiteboard out, and they had a guy walk up, take a picture of it, upload it to ServiceNow, and it built a process automation designer. Oh, sorry, playbook. They renamed process automation designers to playbooks.
Yeah.
They made a playbook there on the fly with all the components in it, and where it didn't know stuff, it would just drop placeholder things. That's fantastic. Yeah. They had a bunch of customers come on and say a few things. One of the customers was from JP Morgan and Chase. Yep. Gianna C, I think her last name, but she said five words I thought was just awesome. What gets measured gets done.
That's true.
Right? Yep. I'm like, that's worth writing down.
You've been busy.
Hold on. I have another one. All right. So I don't know how familiar with the generative AI in general, like all this AI stuff, but there's this concept of to get great outputs, you got to have a good context. But one way that it's hard to do that is you have to know what you're talking about or to. So they put this thing on the screen called a knowledge graph. Effectively, everything about you for the company is a knowledge graph. Mm-hmm. Where you are in the organization, who you report to, what assets you have, what tickets you have out, what things you do. So when you are interacting with these agents, these Now Assists or My Assists, it uses that as, like, I'm assuming, some of the context. And that's super brilliant. That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I think a lot of the current assists are very light. You know, you ask it a question, you get something back. And then you have to keep in that kind of flow. You miss the context.
And they're coming out with a new thing called My Assist, which is like Now Assist, but for customer facing, like onboarding, I guess. That's all of my notes from the keynote today. So you're welcome. Maybe I saved you guys 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Last year I watched it on speed. I think it was like, not, I wasn't on speed, but no, I watched it.
Who's the story?
That's the one you want to hear. No, that was, I put on 2x player and just listened to it all really fast.
Was it on the Workflow Studio? Creator Studio, not Workflow Studio.
They didn't put it up. They didn't pull it up at all. I mean, they're trying to get everybody out of coding, right? So they're showing the, like, low code, no code.
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on. We've gone closer.
Oh, hello.
Sorry about that. We're fixing it.
This is a nice view.
We'll get it fixed. I think something got disconnected.
That's all right. It can't be worse than the first time we did a recording with Jace.
Yeah, and the
connection's actually pretty good.
I was Justin, too. It's great.
It just completely died.
It's all right.
I think I have to. You might have to stop recording, Russ, for me to get my camera back. Otherwise, it won't let me switch cameras for some reason.
Talk me through it, Justin. You're a Riverside guru. Come on.
New recording track created. All right, so we already did it. Just hit stop recording.
Well, I'm nervous. Go on. What do you want me to do? This is live. This is brilliant. Yeah. No, we'll not say.
Impromptu rig set up, so
I'm gonna trust your Riverside guru knowledge that we've got everything. We're just kind of
can't ruin two Jay Spencer's recordings. two times we've had you on videos.
I mean, if you could clone me that easily, I'd ask you this a long time ago.
Are you doing a podcast, Justin?
Yeah, Allison and I got this afternoon. We're gonna try to record, so we don't know where yet, but we're gonna try to record one. It won't be live though.
No, well, CJ and the Duke did one live, didn't they, yesterday?
Did they?
Yeah, it was only 15 minutes, though.
How was it?
They did it live. I saw them outside the Tao restaurant, and I was talking to them briefly, and they're like, yeah, we had the Tao, like, people inside there want to know what we talked about on it, and we spent 15 minutes talking about what we talked about for 15 minutes.
I thought they had, like, an hour.
And I said, you should just watch it. And they're like, we don't know if we'll get it. Because it wasn't their equipment that was recorded.
Oh right, was it fully on stage and they were just on stage chatting?
This year's been weird. I haven't been able to find if they are putting those things online. I look for them, like when they shouldn't exist because they used to pre-record stuff.
I'm curious.
Yeah. And no, I've missed loads of LinkedIn posts. I was just looking at some of the ones you were putting on, Jace. I've missed all those. Loads. I don't know what's going on with the algorithm of LinkedIn. I'm missing loads of stuff, but. Getting loads of. I had a random one today. I don't know whether you've seen this, right? But so yesterday there was a video that went on LinkedIn about the start of knowledge, like the entrance, and they had like a what I can only describe as like a gauntlet of fear, right? So there's like a line of people either side, all chanting, kind of shouting and cheering and singing, go like this. And I commented, I go, no, not for me. Not at that time in the morning.
I didn't see that.
You need a few coffees before that.
Yeah, I was going to say, coffee? No. So what's the expo been like?
It's been amazing. I mean, they have all the partners hidden away. It's so hard to find who you're looking for.
I couldn't find my booth.
Really?
But that's the nature of how it is, though, right? It's just a giant open room that's in a casino that has no flat walls.
Yep.
So you don't know which way is the exit.
And the worst Wi-Fi. It was horrible yesterday.
Right. But I mean, it's all about the people. And the people are there and the people are great. I know I walked around the whole area looking for ShareLogic and I used them like 1.5 times. Like I walked by it.
Yeah,
I just didn't see it.
Are all the partners in the one room, or are they in different rooms separated by industry, or, you know, they just clumped together?
High impact.
They're in different sections. It's like a giant gymnasium they threw a carpet on, right? And they have some partners in one corner and some partners in another, I think. Or it expands to both areas.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. But that's how it generally is.
Yeah, yeah. How many times have you been before then, Jace?
I think this is my 5th.
Okay, veteran.
I've been once before, so.
Yeah.
Back in Orlando. I've never been to Vegas before. I mean, for this, I've been to Vegas, but not for a conference.
Yeah. So what's the cool, who's knocking out the coolest stuff, partner-wise? You can name drop.
I mean, like, swag,
you can vote
like,
yourself, Justin, I mean.
Not much sway. Cognizant has some, like, half thing to do when it gets a line. Some other group is giving out like Legos, which I thought is interesting, but that's not the point of the conference. You're here to just make the connections, and it just drives me nuts that people get drove to those things.
I think I got to find it. So I got posters for my YouTube channel. So here you go, Jace.
Oh, I will definitely take.
It's not about swag, but I'll take one anyway.
Swag direct from the source.
Direct from
the source. It's one of those things that you stick on people's backs as they walk past as a prank.
That's a good idea. I should get some tape.
I got this sticker from Sharon Barnes. I don't know if you can read that.
Another day.
Another
customization. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I meant demos wise.
Have you seen any demos yet?
Just the stuff on the big stage, right?
There was something that happened too. Was it this morning? Is the Women in Tech thing this morning with Viola Davis? I wanted to see that, but
I don't know. Probably there's a Women in Tech thing this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon talking about burnout. I want to go check that out.
That sounded interesting.
Because I don't know. I always get burnt out when I make content eventually. I don't do it.
Yeah. Going through that myself.
Is that the content you're taking a bit of a lull?
Me, yeah. I mean, you've seen. I mean, I'm busy in the corner building stuff, but I'm not making content like I should be.
Yeah. Right? I hear you.
I got systems of content, but they aren't good yet.
Yeah, I haven't done anything since December now. Like, YouTube content.
Yeah, you put these on YouTube though, right?
Yeah, but we've been a bit lax, though, haven't we, James? We've been a bit...
Yeah, we keep saying, oh, we'll get one out every couple of weeks. And
yeah. You know what it's like, though?
You put out a bunch of stuff for Washington, I saw.
Yeah, I did a few. I'm doing a lot more webinars now, I think. You know, the pressure's on. I've been doing a lot of my own kind of content. So DXC's like, you know, come on. Do one for us now.
There was slightly underhand challenge in that, though, James, let's be honest. So we were talking, James and I were talking the other week, and I was saying I'm noticing a shift in LinkedIn and how it's becoming more like Instagram, right? And there's a certain demographic that are coming across to LinkedIn, where it's clear that they get more push with photographs of their faces, and you know what I mean, and poses and everything.
You gotta make it pretty, man.
It exactly. And I said, I've noticed that shift. And I said, I challenge you. I said, I'll tell you what, we're not allowed to spend any money. I said, but for 5 days, let's see how me and James can get the most followers by posting purely on LinkedIn, right? And we'll use different techniques to see what works. And just a bit of a laugh, really. And you clearly wiped the floor with me. And you actually cheated because you paid.
I did not cheat.
You paid. No. You spent money on it.
I did not do money promotions on LinkedIn.
You were?
No. No. I didn't pay for ads.
Yes, you
People
did.
People were genuinely interested in it. Don't be salty.
Then me putting insightful stuff on LinkedIn going, I'm going to put some insightful thought provoking.
We talked about putting some interesting pictures up, didn't we, to try and get the followers.
Yes, I did. I was going to do some poses and stuff. I was like, no, I won't do that. No one wants to see me in a bikini.
Let's wrap this up real quick. I want to ask Justin one question. Hey, if, Who have you met here so far? They've been like, this is amazing. No, don't say me. I don't want
to. Actually, I have a really good story for that. So before I in the job I am now, I was this platform owner for the healthcare system I worked for. And I had a team that we all went our different directions. And so I'm at my booth talking to customers and everything. And then one of my former team members walks up and he's like, hey, Justin. I was like, holy crap. I was like, I didn't see you. And I was like, it was a good reunion moment.
Yeah.
And like connecting with people and like, you know, people you've worked with in the past. So that was so far has been my like blow away moment. And then it happened this morning with Jace. I know you said I couldn't say that. I'm like, I'm walking towards the expo and then Jace, holy crap, Jace. So yeah, really good moments. James, you need to get here. So like,
had you two met before or just virtually?
Only ever on camera.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's the meeting people that I've worked with for many years before that I haven't seen for years, or the people I've chatted to online like you, Jason, and you, Justin. If that was face to face, that'd be the highlight, wouldn't it? Grabbing a beer and having a proper chat. But absolutely. So what's the plan today? And then we'll let you guys go.
I want to share one more thing. You asked about Pranav's game thing.
Right? I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hang on. We've lost you again. No, we haven't. We've just got Justin.
Oh, it's just on this little camera.
We'll just.
That's all right. So, explain it in interpretive dance.
So Pranav made a new game called.
Move it towards Jace.
Oh, sorry.
That's it. Pranav, yeah, go.
They made a new game, like the Jeopardy game, but for who wants to be a swagoneer, like who wants to be a millionaire, right?
Yeah.
So it's got like the four answers and you can call an expert or do 50-50, like just like the thing. I mean, it didn't look anything like it, but functionally the same thing.
Yeah.
But the way they facilitated it was they had a big QR code up with the questions and they're like, all right, everybody on stage, scan the QR code. But the QR code is presented to the audience. So everybody in the audience was scanning the QR code. He was like, you guys can scan it, but you guys aren't them, so it's not going to matter. But you just type in a name.
Yeah.
So I'm there with Carlene Carter, and we're putting in people's names that aren't ours.
Russian turned up.
Trolling the game.
Also, the questions were kind of, like, they were good until they weren't. It was based on the docs, and the docs had problems.
Yeah.
So one of the questions was, What is a valid trigger? Which of these is a valid trigger for, or an invalid? No, it was a valid trigger for
flows.
And there was two of the choices were application and data, right? And the answer is application. And it says it in the docs. And it's like, what?
Excuse me.
Anyways.
It's almost like an exam from ServiceNow.
It's a bit different. So what's the one question, then we'll let you go. What's the after party for tonight?
Well, tonight the big thing is the GlideFast after party, but before that, the things I'm checking out is a bunch of expo sessions. Like I'm home to meet up with all the people that I haven't caught up with yet.
Yeah.
So I'll be in the expo probably most of the day. But
yeah. What about you, Justin? GlideFast after party?
No, I won't be that. Crossviews, who I work for, they're having their own party, so that's where I'll be. Obviously, working that one. So
maybe I can stop by there.
You're
we'll see.
Absolutely welcome to come by. Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Later.
Can we trip up into it?
You guys are welcome to come too.
Yeah.
Oh, try, you know.
We'll just bring this
up. Set us up in the corner.
Yeah. No, it can't happen. 5K run in a second. I know which one I'd rather be doing.
All right, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time, guys. Thanks for spending it with us and enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
Enjoy it.
See you later.
Take care.